In a suit filed with the U.S. Supreme Court, Florida asks the High Court to force Georgia to more equitably share water that flows into Florida and Alabama. Florida Governor Rick Scott said in a statement the suit was the only way to stop Georgia's water use from the Chattahoochee and Flint River basins, which he called, quote, unmitigated and unsustainable. He says that's caused the near collapse of Florida's oyster industry. But Brian Robinson of Georgia Governor Nathan Deal's office says the suit is frivolous.
If they want to take us to court, we will fight for Georgia's water rights vigorously.
Robinson defends Georgia's water use, saying consumption has gone down while the state's population has increased. Scott had all but promised to sue after Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker declared a commercial fishery failure along Florida's west coast due to excessive drought during the 2012-2013 winter season. But Robinson blamed Florida's problems on overfishing and natural conditions.
In the past, when there have been low water flows, it's not because Metro Atlanta was using it. It's because there was a drought. Nobody had water. We didn't have water here either.
Robinson said Florida ignored efforts by Deal last year to strike a broader deal with Georgia and Alabama over water use. And in 2011, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Metro Atlanta had the right to tap into Lake Lanier. The Supreme Court later declined to review the case, handing Georgia a big win in the interstate feud. Calls to Florida's governor's office were not immediately returned. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.